Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like the habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, big business moves that could affect small businesses, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. Today's stories, the growing number of independent workers and what they say about how much they earn, searching for a financial advisor for your business, and the new smartphone game boosting restaurant sales. Those stories after this. Looking for the next place to grow or expand your business? Why not look to the state that went from 49th to 10th best in corporate business income tax, where 2,000 burdensome and unnecessary regulations were eliminated over the past 5 years, and is now home to the 6th best entrepreneurial climate? All this and more awaits you in the state of Michigan, the state that should be the number one choice of your business. Go to MichiganBusiness.org to learn more. The number of self-employed or independent workers is on the rise. Whether you are already an independent worker or are considering joining the ranks, correspondent Sean Griffin has more on an ongoing MBO partner study of independent workers.
Both full-time and part-time workers say they are enticed by having more freedom, flexibility, and control over their lives. Other significant findings: about 47% say they make more money working on their own now than they did working for someone else. In addition, many say they will make over $100,000 this year. The biggest reported reason for growth? There is more technology in place to support the independent worker, including free and affordable apps to help you get started. Still having a hard time trying to decide whether this path is right for you? The study says the rewards, flexibility, and control gained by freelancers more than make up for the challenges and risks. Gordon?
Thank you, Sean. You may have heard, by the way, that the financial advisor used by NBA great Scottie Pippen was convicted of fraud. Robert Lunn was sentenced to 3 years in prison for multiple schemes. This was a guy who was strongly recommended by the team. That said, Pippen's experience offers lessons for any individual or small business owner searching for an advisor. Here's Janelle Marte, personal finance writer at The Washington Post. Janelle, explain this.
He had been trusted with $20 million, right, of Scottie Pippen's fortune.
Yeah.
So for anyone who is looking for an advisor, if you have millions or just thousands of dollars or less in the bank, there are lots of lessons to be learned from this experience. The first is, you know, it's perfectly fine to go with a recommendation from a friend or from a colleague. Clearly, finding a financial professional is overwhelming, and if they're having a good experience, that's probably a good sign for you to try to do business with that person. But it's not enough. You have to also make sure that this person is a registered broker or a registered financial advisor. You want to look them up with the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, which they regulate and oversee brokers, or you should check with the SEC, which is where you would see a financial advisor register, and you want to just do your own research, make sure that this person is a registered financial professional and that they don't have any blemishes on their record. You know, that's with those databases, you use something like BrokerCheck. You can find out if there have been complaints filed, what was the nature of the complaint, and you know, that can be a red flag.
We're speaking with Janelle Marte at The Washington Post about her piece entitled "Scottie Pippen Was Scammed by His Advisor. Here's How to Learn from His Experience." All right, so this guy, Robert Lunn, who was representing Scottie Pippen, would a better vetting process have turned up that there were issues or not necessarily?
It could have. I mean, you know, this was someone who perhaps did not have any blemishes on his record until, you know, he went ahead and did what he did with Scottie Pippen and the others. But that the lesson here, too, is once you do the research at one point, you want to keep checking up on your professional. It's one thing to make sure that they're registered. It's another thing to check, you know, are they in trouble for misconduct? So there was a research paper done by the University of Chicago Booth School of Business, and they did this work on, you know, checking thousands of advisors, and they found that once a person makes a mistake or makes an error, you know, and is in trouble for misconduct, they're much more likely to make that error again.
Thanks, Janelle. Janelle Marte at The Washington Post. Coming up next, using Pokemon to increase business sales.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
And finally, the smartphone game Pokemon Go is running wild through New York City, apparently, as players go on scavenger hunts that sometimes include trespassing, office feuds, and walking head-on into poles. The New York Post says it's even helping some pizzerias roll in the dough as owners figure out ways to rig the game to draw in business. The manager of Lenizio Pizza Bar in Long Island City, Queens, says he paid $10 to have a dozen of the Pokemon characters lured to his store. It drew in so many players that the shop's business went up 75%. The free app, tops right now in the Apple App Store, is one of a new breed of augmented reality games, as they're known, in which players use the GPS on their phones to travel around the real world while interacting with virtual characters. Players go to places like parks, stores, sidewalks even, viewing the world through their phone screens and looking for Pokemon characters. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report can be found on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com, as well as places like iTunes and SoundCloud. Also, if you'd like to share your small business story, I'd like to hear it. Get free publicity, while the rest of us get inspiration and tips. You can email me at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.